Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord to me.
And the Holy Spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
For one day, all of us, we are Irish, and today is the day. That is St. Patrick's Day. But the most important that we celebrate today is the second Sunday of Lent, our preparation for the celebration of the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, in our Gospel, we will hear about Jesus taking few of his disciples with him to the mountain and showing them his real divine nature. We know our Lord Jesus Christ is real human, but also real God. And in today's Gospel, Jesus showing to his disciples this nature, divine nature. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow on them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son, listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the second Sunday of Lent, and we still have a few weeks until the big celebrations of the Holy Week. And we still have time to make this Lent the best Lent ever. Today we hear about Moses and Elijah speaking to Jesus about his exodus. It means exodus, whatever will happen in Jerusalem, his suffering, death, and resurrection. And we know that there is no resurrection without suffering and death. During Lent, this time of Lent reminds us that we have to die to self, to base desires in order to live for God. To speak plainly, we have to embrace the cross. In our second reading today, St. Paul tells us that sadly some of former Christians have become, as he calls, enemies of the cross.
instead of serving God, he says their God is their stomach. We need to think what it means. What does St. Paul mean by that? How can food become an idol, a false god? I don't know if you remember the reading, the gospel reading from Ash Wednesday, when Jesus proposed to us for this time of Lent three practices of sacrifice. Three practices that we need to put in practice during this time of Lent: prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. I would like to talk today about the last one, the fasting. Let me try to explain how for some of us, or maybe for some of our Christians, brothers and sisters, food became the most important thing in this life. God created the earth to produce food in abundance. And food has two purposes. Of course, the first one is to nourish our bodies, to make us live, to make us function in the best way possible. But the second purpose is to create bonds between people. When we read the Gospel, we can find again and again Jesus at the table with Zacchaeus and Matthew, the tax collectors, with Pharisees, with public sinners, also with his disciples, and above all, the Last Supper, the dinner that he had with his disciples day before his death, when he instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist, when he gave us his body and blood as spiritual nourishment for our entire life. A lot more happened during these suppers, during these meals, than simply nourishment. Like Jesus, we should share. We should enjoy meals with family, friends, and fellow parishioners. God uses food for important purposes. But at the same time, we can misuse food, make it into a false god. That is what St. Paul refers to when he says some have become enemies of the cross. Their god is their stomach. Rather than eating to live, they live to eat. Here are some signs that food has become a false god. When I plan my day around food, when I get irritated if I don't get the food I want when I want it, I insist on food being prepared just right. I never experience hunger because I'm always eating something. I avoid fruit and vegetables, but eat junk food. I choose fast food over a family meal. I dive into food so quickly that I don't thank God by saying grace. And finally, instead of enjoying the meal I'm eating, I think already about my next meal. These are signs that food has become an idol, and that I'm becoming one of those sad people that St. Paul said, their God is their stone. From the list of signs, you can see that the sin of gluttony involves more than simply overeating. Gluttony happens when we make food the center and we do not put God in the center of our life. Gluttony is idolatry, making food a false god. And Lent, this time of preparation for Easter, is good time to free us from this false god, from all forms of idolatry. If we put God first, other things find their proper place. That includes food. This is why, for this time of Lent, the Church and Jesus Christ forces us to practice fasting. Fasting can help us find the right balance. Giving up some special treat can help recover the true purpose of God's gift of food. We cannot take false gods with us. It is not too late to make this Lent the best Lent ever. Even a small sacrifice, embraced with love and good humor, can give God an entry point. He will do the rest. He will free us from false gods and transform us according to the image of His Son. By the cross, and only by the cross, do we come to the resurrection. Amen.